The plan senators will consider would rein in what's become known as the Frankenstein veto, where governors stitch together parts of two or more sentences to create a new sentence and a new idea. Governor Jim Doyle used that power in this year's budget to let local governments raise property taxes more than the legislature would have allowed. The Democratic-controlled Senate is the last major hurdle keeping this plan from going before voters for final approval, and senators stalled the plan long enough to let Doyle hang on to all of his veto power in this year's budget. But Majority Leader Russ Decker's spokeswoman, Carrie Lynch, says the plan has now been fully vetted, and it's time for a vote.
This bill isn't about a particular governor. This is about reform of a system. It has nothing to do with Governor Doyle, what he has or hasn't done with the veto. This is just about governors down the line.
Governor Doyle had called publicly for lawmakers to act on a couple of his priorities in next week's session, one being a mandate that insurance companies cover autism treatment for kids, the other a statewide smoking ban for all restaurants and bars. Lynch says Democrats support the autism mandate, but is still tied up in a budget committee that's evenly split between Republicans and Democrats. And Lynch says Senate Democrats are still negotiating a compromise smoking ban.
I mean, the bottom line is we could pass the bill that is out there right now, but we know the Assembly is not going to take that bill up. So why pass a bill that we know is dead on arrival in the Assembly?
The governor had also called for a special session to start next week on campaign finance reform, but that debate will wait until early next year. Advocates say the delay is fine, since it gives lawmakers the time to get it right. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.